In another move to improve the district's slipping student enrollment numbers, VD Tuesday proposed adding sixth grade class to 4 underutilized elementary schools.
It's a way to preserve that small-knit community that exists at the elementary level, while also dealing with some issues of enrollment and utilization, and then just continuing to ensure that kids stay in our school system.
VD presented the plan to school board members at a school board workshop. The proposal would turn Pinedale, North Shore, Pearson, and Pickett Elementaries into K-6 schools, giving students the option to stay in the school an additional year rather than attending neighborhood middle schools. The proposed changes would take effect next year. VD says it's unclear at this point how much the initiative would cost. Paula Wright of District 4, where 2 of the elementary schools are located, questioned the rush to implement the change and the impact it would have on nearby middle schools, including Gilbert and Rebold.
I think we need a holistic approach that we look at data, look at what has happened in other districts, and find out what will work best here in Duval. And that includes having real conversations and focus groups with parents, stakeholders, partners, administrators, etc. Every component who will be touched by this decision.
Those concerns were echoed by board member Ashley Smith-Juarez of District 3, who asked VD for more background analysis on the proposed changes. VD says Tuesday's proposal is another component of an overall strategy to keep more students in the district.
We're keeping them in a system, but keeping them at the elementary level. Would that have an impact on the middle school? Likely, but not necessarily, because these same fifth graders that are moving into sixth grade are not necessarily going to our middle schools.
VD says Tuesday's proposal is another component of an overall strategy to keep more students in the district. Earlier this month, VD proposed a measure to open the school selection process to all families and districts regardless of neighborhood. The school board will give the community a chance to weigh in on the open enrollment proposal during a public hearing at the regular board meeting April 1st. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.